The Illinois River is still deep and murky after weeks of flooding rains, and it's a Tuesday morning. So pleasant as it is out here, there are very few tourists around. That'll change this weekend when kayakers, floaters, and fishermen flock to the area by the thousands. Today, though, most of the activity is centered at Peavine Hollow, where the natural ramp of river stones that usually allows easy access to the Illinois has been washed away.
It needs to be fixed so we can use it.
That's Archie Payton Jr., owner of Payton's Place, who's using a small bulldozer to push rocks into the water in an attempt to rebuild the bank before the busy weekend. He's one of more than a dozen river float operators whose business depends on state-owned and operated public access points like Peavine Hollow.
This access point is important to a lot of camps, not just mine. There's probably four major camps and two or three small camps that this supports or helps support.
Payton needs Peavine Hollow, but the Oklahoma Scenic River Commission can't afford to fix it. That's why he's doing it himself, on his own dime. It's just one example of the impact of budget cuts over the last few years. And it just got a lot worse. Ed Feit has been the River Commission's administrator for more than 30 years.
We cannot provide all the services that we have been accustomed to providing. We are operating on a model from the 80s and funding from the 80 levels. We're down to four full-time employees. I would have never thought that I would have seen that when I went to work in 1983.
The Scenic River Commission will see nearly a quarter of its funding from last year disappear on July 1st, down to about $270,000. And on the chopping block is an important water quality monitoring program. The River Commission shares the cost of the program with the federal government.
If we're unable to find the money by July 1st, and we're not able to pay our end of the bargain, then not only do we shutter that program for this year till next year, we lose the ability to have the $120,000 in the next budget cycle because that money will be reallocated by the feds to other gauges and other programs.
That program helps gauge water depth during storm events and monitor water quality in an area where growing industry and tourism puts pressure on the natural ecology.
We're trying to hit a magic balance. You got to have just the right mix of nutrients for the aquatic community. If we get the water so clean that there's no nutrients there at all, then we disrupt the food chain.
So maybe the River Commission decides that program is too important to cut and instead eliminates the law enforcement arm of the agency, which Feit says is a real possibility. Feit and I come across a family playing under overhanging trees, where tiny waterfalls trickle across pitted limestone and into crystal clear pools in a small creek that flows into the Illinois. It's almost perfect, except for the graffiti Channing Summers points out.
There was actually people down here the other day. I don't know who they were, but they were over there painting on those rocks. I've never seen them around here before, but they were over there spray painting all them rocks and underneath there.
She's telling Ed Feit about it because it's the River Commission's job to clean it up. Rangers with the agency also pick up trash, break up drunken fights, do search and rescue, and find the bodies of drowning victims. There have been two just in the last couple of weeks. It's a lot to handle for the agency's one full-time ranger, Bill James, who was too busy to meet in person.
We've had sexual assaults. We've had rapes in the 3 years I've been there. And numerous fight calls. I mean, those are just regular every weekend.
The Oklahoma Scenic Rivers Commission knew cuts were coming and pushed for legislation that would have given the agency more control over the fees it charges to commercial float operators and wants to charge at campsites.
And if we could just get the authority from the legislature, we could pay our own way.
The bill failed, but the budget cuts didn't. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.